Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Welcome back to Blood River Radio, people. All of our Blood River Radio family, we could not do this without you. We wouldn't do it without you. We do, even though our first love is, of course, is our family. That's the way it should be. Our family, our friends. The general is an amazing friend. So is Jacob. Excuse me, Jason. People, and speaking of the two people, General and Jason, I'm going to give you, I've neglected to do a good bio, especially for you people that might be tuning in the second hour. You're listening to Blood River Radio. This is Halloween Day, October the 31st, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, the only name under the suns that which man can be saved is Jesus Christ. But we have the one and only, I mean he is hardcore, General Nick Glasnovic. Quick bio with him. His family had to flee Eastern Europe. He grew up when he was young. He grew up in Canada. I think he spent like 5 years in the Canadian Army. He went in at a very young age. He has spent a hitch in the French Foreign Legion, the butt-kicking, old-time hard school, probably the last old hard school military around. He also fought, I think, beginning in 1990, 1991 to 1994, his home country of Croatia, he fought, was instrumental in helping gain that country's, Croatia's independence and fighting the bloody communists there. They fought against tremendous odds, and they prevail. Okay, we also have, who's going to be helping me run this show, they're going to be controlled this second hour tonight. We have Jason Robb, Esquire. He's an attorney at law. He's a well-established attorney in the state of Arkansas. He is also the attorney for the Knights Council of the Ku Klux Klan. And they are on to help me tonight. They're doing an amazing job. I thought they would mesh perfectly tonight with the guests tonight. General, we're going to go to another clip in just a minute, but it's a short one. It's not going to be that much time. But I think we were, Jason, I think we were talking before we went to the break. Would you continue on, Jason, breaking down what we talked about before we went to the break?
Well, I was just talking about how we see this global effort to destroy white Christianity wherever you see it. There's an intentional attack not only here in America but in Europe. They literally hate white Christians. They want to destroy any foundation, any government that represents our forefathers, and that's why you see this global effort to do that. I don't care if it's in the United States, if it's in Croatia, if it's in England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, wherever you see our people at, there is an effort, an intentional effort to annihilate and destroy our people. And what you see here in the United States, you see with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, which basically is a communist party, they do not love America. They do not love our people. They don't love the white stock. They are intentionally trying to destroy it, and they're doing that part of the way is not only through the Jewish influence, but they're also doing it through the communist effort as well through Red China and cozying up to them and allow them into our country, allowing their people to come to our country through the universities and colleges, and then these foreign students that they go back to those countries, and they have a loyalty to China. And so the whole intention and the design is to destroy our people. And that's why you see this global effort, and they're full steaming ahead in their plan.
That's a great breakdown. General, before we go to the next audio, I'm going to ask you, do you think, this is a two-part question, do you think these Chinese, they let these Chinese come in from communist China, they're paid, they have a full ride to places like Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, Georgia Tech, Caltech, some of the most prestigious universities in the United States. Many of them go back with a free education. They are placed them. They do internships in places like NASA. United States Air Force, places like that. Then they go back to China. But first question, how many of these people stayed behind from Red China? How many of them are in this country here working with the Democrats, organizing sleeper cells? And my second question I'll ask, we'll answer that question first, General, and we'll go back to this second question after we play this tape. We're going to go to you, General. Then after you get through breaking it down, we'll go to an audio. Go ahead, General.
Well, their intel services are active all the time. They're definitely a threat. As I said, they're a major external threat, not just to the United States, but to the whole West. They're unscrupulous. Look at their track record. I think they're building the installations in Burma for nuclear warfare. They have this Belt and Road Initiative. So they're basically land grabbers, because what they've done, even in their region, the region of Southeast Asia, they built, for example, 8 dams on the Mekong River. So they basically control the whole ecosystem there. All they have to do is shut off the water, and you have problems in Laos, in Cambodia, and all these other countries. And we can see what they've done in Tibet since their invasion of Tibet. They just had a recent skirmish with the Indians on the India. And the United States is working with India now. They have bilateral talks. And even India, they're a major threat to that whole part of in the East. So what's going to happen to the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization in the next 2 or 3 years? It remains to be seen. But they're beefing up their presence in the South China Sea. And they will never change. I think Jason made a very good point about communism, Bolshevik Satanism, I call it. And militant atheism, it's not just a peripheral element of the politics of communism. It's its central axis. So we're basically fighting the devil.
I could not agree more. And I know I keep hammering this point, but keep in mind, people, the great Chinese enemy that the great general just got through talking about, the great Jason just got through talking about, I'm telling you flat out, people, they are working hand in hand with the Democratic Party traitors in this here United States. And with that, Sam, you want to go to that clip when you get ready, brother?
Sounds like there may be something here that is fishy that is causing Americans, it's giving them pause, and other stuff that might have been completely adulterated over the 18 months. And some could say that you were acting like Christopher Steele, that you were abstracting information, and because...
You've got to be kidding me. I was acting like Christopher Steele?
That's what it sounds like. When you look
apologize.
At the people...
You better apologize for that. I mean, I've been a United States attorney, associate attorney general, mayor of New York City, and a member of the bar for 50 years. I've never been accused of anything. And you're accusing me of being Christopher Steele?
I'm accusing you of
That's
acting
outrageous
in a capacity
that you would do that based
similar
on nothing.
To Christopher Steele, and that
similar
you
to
were
a
going
crook?
Back and forth between
similar to
Ukraine
an obstruction of justice?
And the United States.
What you are
States?
Saying is an outrageous defamation of me. I told you there are underage girls there. There are. I told you there are documents that show that he's getting 10%. There are. There are documents that show that he's getting half of what Hunter gets. There are. And when they're there, I want you to apologize to me because you just defamed me.
Absolutely.
And that's outrageous because you have no basis for that. I came on your show in good faith to give you evidence that is being withheld from the American people, and I get defamed. That's outrageous.
All right. Are you still working on behalf of the president?
I think our interview is now over.
People, that was Rudy Giuliani, and he was supposed to be, and get this, that was our that's right. Sam's absolutely right. He was on Fox. There was on Fox, the so-called conservative news network. Then that was one of the what we call a info babe. She was and she's supposed to be conservative, but they're fully in the pocket of the Chinese communists, the Democratic communists. What Rudy was talking about. Rudy has turned over. We hear about the laptops. We hear about the Hunter Biden laptops. People, there were 3 I'm probably preaching to the preacher, but there were three laptops that the crack-sniffing, drug addict, bum Hunter Biden, who's never worked a real job in his life, he stays so drunk and so stoned out most of the time. He scattered these laptops around the country. Here's how he checked in three laptops. I can't remember. I'll forget the name of the computer place to have them worked on. Well, he forgot for some reason or another. He didn't come pick them up. I'm probably preaching, like I say, this is probably old news to a lot of people. But the guy who ran the computer shop, Hunter Biden never came to pick him up. So the computer guy found out, heard all this stuff going on with Hunter Biden. So he starts looking at the hard drive, whatever that is. I'm computer illiterate. But he found all this child pornography. Rudy Giuliani has said that there was actually sex torture of prepubescent girls. Okay, so they're keep in mind now, the FBI, the FBB, the Federal Bureau of Blocking Investigations, they have been sitting on this crap for 2 years. That's what this woman was trying to shut. That's why she was trying to shut Rudy up. I'm going to ask what people are going to a break. When we come right back, I got a question about what we just talked about to the general and to Jason. Be right back, people. Hang on to your seats.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
People, for you people who have been listening tonight, thank you so much for hanging out. We're going into the second segment of the second hour, and we have the one and only Major General Nick Glasnevicone. Also, I forgot to mention, I don't know if I told Jason or not, but he's also a sitting member of the Croatian Parliament. We also have Jason Robbone, Esquire, attorney at law, an attorney in good standing, headquartered in Arkansas, Harrison, Arkansas. They're on helping us break down all this stuff from the Biden laptops that were untold amounts of lead pipe sure evidence that proves treasonous behavior carried on by But the Democratic Party in league with our arch enemy, the Red Chinese. That's what we're doing, people, in case you're just now tuning in. Now, I forgot who was talking last. General, let me ask you this. For years, we've known, everybody in our patriot community, that the Jews, a.k.a. Israel, they control United States policy 100%. I was listening to the former congressman, Cynthia McKinney, and she's no longer a congressman, neither is her dad, who was a congressman for 25, 30 years before. What happened was she started coming out and questioning United States policy. Why it has to be Israel first, Jew first, and United States sucking hind tit? That's an old country expression for, you know, we're playing second fiddle, third fiddle, like a redheaded stepchild. My question is, the Jews, we know, control all the media. Be Hollywood, they control the mass radio media, the TV media, newspapers, any kind of media, be it electronic, digital, print, they control Hollywood. So, General, I'm thinking, are the Jews in Israel, are they in league with the Red Chinese? And if they were not in league, would they not be helping to spread, to alert the United States about this Chinese takeover? How about it, General? Am I off base there?
Well, I think that Jason mentioned the kosher lobby, that not being an expert, you live there. But I think that this media filter that we have in Europe is basically a filter set up by the kosher lobby. You don't hear much about Hunter Biden. This is almost a pure news. In the mainstream media in Europe, you won't hear anything about this because they're pumping for the Democrats. Because many European leaders are basically, for example, Angela Merkel is a former communist member. In Croatia, in these communist acts basically are they're upholding a doctrine, that Bolshevik doctrine that attacks the family, the nation state, and that totally destroyed the idea of private property. So I think, the way we see it here, you have patriots in Europe. There was supposed to be a conference in Finland in October, but it was put off because of this COVID hoopla. It's called Europe Awakens. We have countries, nation states that are still holding out, but the media, the Jewish media is so strong, they basically just filter CNN news, and the New York Times and the Foreign Affairs. They have their front men in Europe just as they do in the United States.
Yes. Well, Jason, I'm going to go over to you now, son. Respond to the general, and also, what do you think that the Chinese may be working in cahoots with the Jews in Israel? Because, and I'll add this in there. I know for a fact that Israel has been working in league for years with the Chinese, even when they were supposed to be a boycott, the Chinese being boycotted. So do you think this is a concerted effort? I may be repeating myself, but since the Jews control United States media, lock, stock, and barrel, why have they not sounded the alarm with this Chinese takeover by the Democratic Party? What's your take on that, Jason?
Well, I think the general is accurate. I think what you're saying, Eddie, is very true. Absolutely, the Israel, the Jewish, the false state of Jews over there, definitely are not going to sound the alarm, not going to warn our people, the American people, of what is happening, you know, with China. In the United States, most people are not aware of it, but the most finance and the most lobbyists in the United States, the most important and most recognized lobbyists in the United States is the Israel lobby. It is the most powerful lobby in the United States, and so when we see the destruction from the industry, the news media, the publication media, when we see the entertainment industry, all of those are definitely run by are the Jews supremacists taking their marching orders from Israel. And a lot of people may say, well, how is that true? Well, any of your listeners can literally go on the internet, type in Jewish Power. It is a book written by Goldberg. He's a really famous author that's still alive in L.A. He wrote a book several years ago called Jewish Power. And he talks about how the Jews control the media, controls the foreign policy of the United States, and how they have immense power. I mean, he's basically bragging about how much power that the Jews have in the foreign policy of the United States. And so they definitely control the foreign policy of the United States. We always hear about the foreign meddling of the Russians, you know, the boogeyman of the Russians, which is really laughable. But the meddling and the ones that's really spearheading our foreign policy is Israel. And Israel very much does not want America to be a nationalist country. They want America to be a globalist country. And so when you have the influence from communist China infiltrating into our State Department in the United States, they are in favor of that because that is a way to destroy destroy America, destroy the independence of America, and make it a global country being run by the state of Israel. And so, no, they're not going to put it on their CNN and Fox News and MSNBC every day about the influence of Israel or the influence of the communist China entering into our government and our government through Washington, D.C., or our entertainment industry. They're not going to sound that alarm because they're holding hands together. It is a concerted effort to destroy any resemblance of a nationalistic country. And people have to realize that it's not something that just started a few years ago. It's been going on since the 50s, after World War II, even before World War II. You had Joseph McCarthy, who was sounding the alarm back in the 50s about the infiltration of communism in our State Department. And so, yeah, they're definitely going to make sure that they put a lid on any type of information as much as possible about this great influence and infiltration from communist China.
Before we leave you, Jason, I think you did a great job. Am I off base when I say, when I compare Charlottesville, Portland, Seattle, the destruction of Chicago, trillion-dollar mile, what do they call it, the miracle mile, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, is that our Arab Spring here that the Democrats, a.k.a. Obama, Hillary, pulled off in the Mideast in 2010 through 2012? Is that an intentional operation to try to overthrow? Go ahead.
Yes, I believe it's an intentional act to allow the non-whites, the communist influence. That's what, you know, Black Lives Matter. I heard one person called the Black Lives Menace. The BLM, the Antifa, all of those are definitely communist in nature. They brag about that they're Marxist. And so it is a way to destroy the cities, to break down law and order. White people have always been known as a law and order society, and it's a way and an attempt to destroy law and order. That's the bedrock of any white country. And these attacks in our cities, our major cities, is just an example of their effort to do that.
Jacob, I think you did a wonderful job, and we got to go to a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll go back and throw the ball back to the general. Hang on, people. Be right back.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing a busy day of campaigning in the Keystone State. The president in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Sleepy Joe Biden is a diehard globalist who spent the last 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars in countries that most of you have never even heard of before.
President Trump with two more stops in Pennsylvania. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also hitting the campaign trail. The former vice president campaigning in Michigan alongside former president Barack Obama.
But I quickly came to admire Joe as a man who learned early on to treat everybody he meets with dignity and with respect.
Biden also spending time in Flint, Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is thanking U.S. Special Forces for rescuing an American hostage in Nigeria. 27-year-old Philip Watson had been abducted in West Africa on October 26th. He was rescued earlier on Saturday by SEAL Team 6 in a high-risk precision raid through intelligence provided by the CIA. President Trump speaking about the mission during his campaign stop today in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is hoping to turn Georgia from red to blue. The latest Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found that Biden and Trump are tied at 47% in Georgia, with the margin of error being plus or minus 4 percentage points. One thing is for certain in Georgia, there's record voter turnout.
We expect even more higher turnout than we've seen so far. With that, there may be lines. Expect lines, long lines.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. This is USA Radio News.
Well, people, we're right back. I thank you for holding on to the break. We're now into the third segment. We'll have one more segment to go after this. And we were talking with Jason before we left for the break. Now we're going to go right back to the general. And would you like to expand upon what Jason said, General, about you know, about the Arab Spring in the Mideast? How does it coincide with the with our own Arab type spring in this country here? What do you think about that, General?
Well, Eddie, I think there are some parallels there, but I'd like to go back to your. Can you hear me well? I think there were some problems with the communications here. Can you hear me, Eddie?
You're loud and clear.
Okay. I think Jason mentioned the kosher lobby. I'd like to go back to that. It's amazing that the American people have put up so long with that lobby. I think if you're 2.5% of the general population and own 50% of the investment banks, I think in the whole entertainment industry, it's systematic brainwashing, and I think the truth is under assault. I think this is an important point because I think Eddie, the conference in Tennessee, where David Dukes was a guest speaker, he mentioned George Orwell. I think a point we should underline is that is Orwell said. I think he said that the further our society drifts away from the truth, the more that society will hate those who witness the truth. We're living in that kind of a world today. But I think I don't know what you've heard about what's been happening in Europe. This Trojan horse of multiculturalism, for example, but when Black Lives Matter, We hear about this in Europe here, but no one talks about the force feeding of young girls in Mauritania, black girls, who are forced to vomit because they like plumper, fatter women. No one talks about female genital mutilation, honor killings, child rape. In South Africa, we have a child getting raped every 20 minutes because they believe that it's one of the cures for AIDS. But the murder of white farmers, we have slavery in Africa. Well, Africans enslave Africans. We have jihad, basically, moving from the Middle East to Nigeria, to Chad. And I'd like all these eco-feminists and so-called Antifa revolutionaries, I'd ship them over to Saudi Arabia or to Africa to talk about these problems. But they're basically a Trojan horse. They're the foremost internal enemy, the Antifa movement, the genetic anarchists, militant atheists, because they basically came out of the Bolshevik system in the 1920s, the system that Lenin and Stalin basically formed. And no one knows about the death of tens of millions of Christians in the Soviet Union. But 50% of the Bolshevik party in Russia were basically Jewish. So this is a failure of the educational system in the West, that no one has heard about this. So Christian lives don't matter, it seems, but black lives do.
Absolutely. General, I'm going to go back to Jason. I'm going to tell you, talked about, you said you did not know why the American people put up so much with this Jewish Satanist, I call him a Luciferian Bolshevik, just like you said, why the American people put up with it, especially here in the Southland. Now, I'm going to do it to a man who's probably an expert on Southern religion. Jason, you are very familiar with the evangelical so-called Christians in the United States, especially the South.
Right.
How much damage do you think organizations like the Southern Baptist Convention has brought down on us white Christian people in the United States? And explain why. Explain your answer, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, the Southern Baptists and all your fundamental Christianity in the South, and even probably in the North, you know, has really, last 50, 60 years at least, definitely after, the segregation ended, really has adopted the belief, what's called their Brotherhood of Man doctrine, which basically means that we are all the same people. It doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, you're Asian, we're all the same people. And as a result, being all the same people, there is no difference when you die. When you go to heaven, there's no difference. And so you have this influence from the Brotherhood of Man doctrine, and then you tailor that into the idea that when the Jews, when you read the Bible, and you talk about Israel, and then they look at the Jews over in Israel today, what we would call the false state of Israel, they look at those people and think, oh, those are the same people that we read in the Bible, the covenant people. And we know that those are not the same people. They have no racial similarity of in the Bible that we see over in Israel today. Arthur Koestler was a famous Jewish writer in the 1970s. He wrote a book called The 13th Tribe and basically showed how those people are not the same people. So we have this doctrination in our churches that basically believes that whatever we do, we have to basically pay homage to the Jews. And so whatever the Jews do, we have to accept it, because if we don't accept it, then we are going to be cursed by God. And so you have that that's being perpetrated and put upon all these white Christians. And so Christianity slowly has turned into a Jewish religion. That's why we hear about Judeo-Christians. And Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron. I mean, how can you be a Christian when you believe in the destruction of your Christian faith and your people? Because the Jews are a separate people, and they do not believe in Christ. They believe Jesus was a pastor. They believe that his mother Mary was a whore, and that's what they teach. And so people don't understand that. They don't think about that. They don't even realize that that's what the Jewish religion believes in. And so you have all these churches that believe in this Brotherhood of Man doctrine, that believe in the Judeo-Christian concept of the Brotherhood of Man. And so that's why our people have been manipulated and propagandized over all of these years. And that's why they accept this idea that we have to defend Israel on everything they do. And that's why every time a president gets elected, he has to go to Israel and bow his head to the Wailing Wall to basically pay homage to Israel. And it's unfortunate, but that's what why we see such a support, especially in the South, towards Israel, because of this false Jewish doctrine that has been put upon our people, especially since the 50s. At the fall of World War II, with the fall of Germany, you had this indoctrination that started to take effect in America in our evangelical Christian churches.
Hey, that was great. And before I ask you about the Schofield Bible, we have Lee Cochran's own, and he wants to ask one of you guys a question, Jason, in general. How you doing, Lee?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Eddie and everybody. I just want to ask everybody, what, you know, all this different, you know, we have the Jewish and the Chinese, and we also have the globalists, and they're going to force us to take vaccines. And I think that's got to be our line in the sand, because it's not really a vaccine. It changes our DNA, and it's not really be tested at Trump's, oh, you know, a warp speed to disaster, I think. But, you know, just got to do research on it, because it's just everybody needs to go to Dr. Judy Mikovitz, M-I-K-O-V-I-T-Z, or V-O-V-V-I-T-Z, and cause she's a whistleblower on Fauci, and Fauci stabbed her in the back, and she's, you know, she can't get a job now, but she was leading the charge and understanding these vaccines, and she said there's a lot of retroviruses in the vaccines, and that's why they haven't isolated. Well, I forgot what you isolated the protein of the current of the virus we're suffering, COVID-19, because it's a cover up. So we're just sort of in a trap because of this vaccine. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're absolutely right. I think we talked about on the previous show last week that the so-called Corona 1984 vaccine has never been isolated. People, we got to go to a quick. Hey, thank you so much, Lee, for chiming in like that. I'm going to throw those questions, and I'm going to throw that over to the guests when we come back. People, hang on. We've got coming over to our last segment. Be right back. Thank you.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Well, people, we're right back. Thank you so much for holding on tonight. We're in, unfortunately, we're in our very last segment. You know, I was talking to Sam during the break, and Sam said that this lady, Judy Makovic, he said she is spot on. She's a top scientist. She's exposed the these vaccines that are doing more harm than good. In fact, these people are dying all over the country. Sam also said that she had a major part in a movie called Plandemic. I haven't seen that yet. And the movie, I think Sam said, was orchestrated, produced, whatever, by a guy named Mickey Willis. Mickey Willis was at the Red Pill Expo a couple of weeks ago when Sam was down at the Jekyll Island, Georgia, down there. There's a humongous Red Pill Expo. If you want the information about getting to be able to watch that Red Pill Expo, if it's not too late, if you'll send me a text, Eddie Miller at bloodriverradio.com. We can get you information on how to do that. Now back to you, Jason, before we go to the general. I forget who we were talking to sometimes. Tying up what we were talking about, the infiltration of the evangelical Christians, so Judeo-Christians, which that's like saying, I know it's a cliche, a virgin whore. How quickly, as concise as you can, explain what you know about the old Schofield Bible that came in. Is it even 100 years old yet? And how it the big part it played in corrupting American true Christianity. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I'm not an expert on that. I know the Schofield Bible, is really a recent version, and a lot of the Schofield Bible has removed a lot of the original text in the original Hebrew Bible, and has put their own version of what words mean, which totally changes the scripture. And so from that standpoint, that's why there's a lot of people that do not like the Schofield Bible. They are not, they don't believe that's actually the word of God, because it's basically an interpretation of man trying to change the meaning of God. And as a result of the change of the meaning of God, that in a way, that changes what the people's idea of what God's scripture says and what God says. And so that's why that's not very famous. That's not very popular in most traditional churches. And that's why most goes with, the King James Version, because they believe that's more scripturally accurate than obviously the very, very recent modern Schofield Bible.
You know, before we go to the general, I'll say I know a good bit about the Schofield Bible, but we don't have the time to talk about tonight. I need to do that real soon, though. Next time we have your dad, I need to do a little exposition and expose the Schofield Bible and how the Jews came around and actually produced that Bible. Now,
Eddie, I want to say one thing, because I know we're almost out of time, but I want to really just thank the general for all the work he's doing over in Croatia and being a member of parliament. So often we see people that are in elected office that really then abandons their people and their faith and politics. And I'm just really honored to see the general staying true to his Christian roots and fighting for his people in Croatia. I think that's a big testament of his character over there in Europe. And so I just really want to tell him thank you. Even though I don't know him, just I've been reading up on him and just really honored that he's on the show.
He's an amazing man. The general, I think I told you this when I talked to you today or yesterday. The general, you're talking about a hardcore fellow, an intellectual. He's like Renaissance man. You know, he can speak like a PhD. He can fight like like Thor. The general was shot through the lung in the Croatian War of Independence. Got a collapsed lung. And he left the friggin' hospital as soon as they got that lung blown up and went back into the battle because he felt like he was deserting his men if he didn't do that. What an amazing man. General, God bless you. I second everything Jason said and more. You're certainly a hero of mine. I can count on one hand about how many men I'll respect left in this world, and you're right at the top, General, sir. I'm so glad you're on our show. I consider you one of my best friends. You know, General, we were talking about the Scofield Bible a minute ago. Now, I think, if I had to guess, I know you're a Christian. Are you of the Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox? Here in the United States, I think calling well, Orthodoxy is...
My parents and grandparents are from a small enclave, Christian enclave in the former Yugoslavia. They were basically Catholics, but that's the culture kept them, their identity. We go back generations, basically. And we fought for 400 years against the Turks. So more or less, I think Christianity basically today is also, I think, people like Jason yourself are on the bulwark. You're based on the fringes of the Holy Roman Empire fighting against genetic anarchists, militant atheists, Bolshevik Satanists, and I would say militant Islam. I'd just like to tell you what happened in the last few days in France. We've had two decapitations by the militant jihadists in France, where they cut off a teacher's head, the head of a woman worshiping in church. They killed three or four other people. And just today, they shot a Greek Orthodox priest. Christian priest was shot in Lyon. He's mortally wounded. So we have militant jihad. So that blows up the Trojan horse of multiculturalism. And I think the American people, unless they stand up for the First Amendment, free speech, and fight against political correctness, and they're going to try to disarm you like they did here. And we basically fought with hunting rifles. So I can't more than underline that point, that the first thing that happened here is that the Yugoslav National Army disarmed all the territorial defense forces. For example, it would be like the United States if they disarmed all the National Guard units in the United States, and you had one centralized power, military power, that held control over all the states. Well, where the people were basically disarmed. I think this may be a real danger in the future for the United States.
You know, General, there has been precedent of the National Guard being disarmed even this year. Back at in Washington, D.C., when President Trump had he called in the 82nd Airborne Division in from Fort Bragg and brought in National Guard troops. They were all armed to the teeth to protect the White House because they were. It was not out of the question that the million man Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Democratic Communists marshaling their forces there in Washington, D.C. There was great fear that they were going to overrun the Washington police, crash the wall of the White House, and go in and drag President Trump out and hang him or cut his head off. There was great fear about that. So what our traitors in the United States military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, I can't remember his name now, he sent the 82nd back to countermanded the president's orders, which was treason, sent the 82nd Airborne back to Fort Bragg, and they left the National Guard in Washington, D.C., but they disarmed them, General. So you're right on the friggin' money. Jason, would you like to comment on that, what we just said, sir?
Well, we all know, and of course the general knows firsthand, that when you disarm the society, when you disarm the people, then it gives the enemy the ability to, I mean, simply take over. It's just simple strategy. And so when you see this attack upon our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms and our ability to defend ourselves and for the citizens to defend ourselves, that allows the enemy to take over. The Second Amendment wasn't put in there in order to allow the people to go and hunt deer. It was there to protect themselves from the government if they try to trample upon their rights.
Amen. We're starting to wind down a little bit. General, I'm going to ask you this question. To your knowledge, and you have a far greater experience in world politics, world military operations than either one of us here on this show, will the United States go to war with Red China next week or in the near future? And if they do, am I off base in saying that the Democratic Party here that's been infiltrated, the American State Department, the FBI, the CIA, you know, all the other organizations, the CIA, will they facilitate those groups I just mentioned, Democratic Party, CIA, State Department, the sleeper cells? Are we going to war with China? If we do, are those people I just mentioned inside the United States, are they going to help, are they going to be helping us, the Red Chinese from within? Are they going to be working against us from within? Or am I wrong? Or am I crazy? Go ahead, General.
Well, I'm looking at this from the outside. You people have a more of an insight, I think, basically than I do, because 80% of information intel services get from open sources. You have 16 intelligence agencies, but I think what will happen in the future, me not being a prophet, I think that we're heading towards something, some sort of catharsis, because China's expansion has to be stopped. But I think at this point that for China, it would be a lose-lose situation, because I think you know, if we have escalation, what will happen? For example, you remember the SALT talks in Europe, the strategic implementation talks. The United States has probably 3,000 nuclear projectiles ready to go. The Soviet, the Russia now has the same arsenal. But I think at this point, I don't see it as a there may be limited incursions, maybe some in the South China Sea. We may see, you know, opposing naval forces, United States and China lobbying for supremacy. But I don't think that an all-out war is, I don't see the threat of an all-out war. I may see limited war brinksmanship, for example, that we see nonstop with North Korea. But I personally don't think that will happen. But I think more important for the United States is for the American people to win the cultural battle, to win back their educational system, which is being destroyed, especially the social sciences and history is being destroyed by cultural Marxism and cultural theory, or the cultural critical theory that's being forced upon the American people in the universities by Bolshevik Satanism, the Frankfurt School of Social Engineering.
Boy, I wish we were almost out of time. I would have to ask, Jason, if we don't run out of time, I'm going to ask two questions. Well, looks like we're out of time. thank you guys so much. Y'all have made my day. Thank you so much, Jason. Thank you so much, General. General, both you guys, I will be contacting y'all very shortly. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I love you two guys to death. I'd do anything for you. Jason, you call me anytime you want to. You do the same, General. I'm at your service. People, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you so much for contributing to Blood River Radio. Thank you, Sam, for doing an excellent job producing the show tonight. God willing, we'll see y'all next week, November the 7th. And the first, it'll be League of the South. The first hour and the second hour, we're probably going to bring the Reverend Pastor Thomas Robb back on for his continuing series on our heroes. Thank you so much, people. Good night.